So the first experience I ever had with grief was losing a pet hamster that I forgot to feed because I was like 9 and it was horrible. I remember like going up to my room after going to camp and coming back and realizing that the hamster, Mr. Wigglesbottom, wasn't moving. And I felt horrible. Just this overwhelming feeling of loss. And as a 9-year-old, that was my real first experience with death. And now, as an adult, I have gone through several deaths and several points of grief. So that's what this episode's about. It's about grief, the different types of grief, and how I've been handling mine. Because this year, 2021, did not come to play. And I've experienced probably more grief in this year than I have at any other point in my life. So, welcome to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we talk about love, sex, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate, all things human experience are welcome here. And we're about to get into one of the most universal feelings that you can ever have, which is grief. Grief. That is something that I feel like I've been grappling with over the last few months, really since May. So I am a extremely private person. So I don't always like to go online and talk about the things that I've been going through, especially internally. If you're into astrology, I have a heavy 12th house placement. I have a 12th house stellium. And so a lot of the ways in which I deal with my emotions is privately. I have a moon in the 12th house. I go to a little retreat, deal with my stuff, and then I come back out and emerge stronger. Hopefully, that's always the hope. But I wanted to come in and do this podcast to talk about 2021, this year, what it was for me. And dealing with grief. I separated from my long-term partner in April, and then my dad died in May. So I've been dealing with two types of griefs at the same time. And it's been interesting. It's been interesting. I think that when I guess it's a lot different than I thought it would be. I read an article several years ago that talked about how breakups can be also like often like losing a loved one or going through a death in the family. And I can totally understand why, because if you've had someone in your life in a certain capacity for years, if it's like, you live together or you're married or you built something together, you're really mourning the entire relationship and the loss of this person, even if that person was in the wrong, even if that person was the cause of the breakup and you're happier without them, your brain is still going to look at it like there was this significant death. This was the significant moving on from someone that you deeply cared about. For me, I had been with this person for a really long time, and we just couldn't seem to see eye to eye. And so I ended the relationship. And then after that, I had to deal with my father dying. And over these last few months, it's been a really intense internal process of realizing how much of my life was in fear of my father passing, because my father had dementia for almost a decade. And, this is something I always knew that was going to happen. And so much of tension and stress in my body and in my mind was focused in on whether or not this was going to be the year that it happened. And when it did happen, it's like all that decade, all those years of that tension kind of released. And I ended up in this place where I just felt completely empty. And like, that's the interesting thing about grief. You know, there are days where I'm like happy and normal and I feel like everything is okay. And then there are also days where I feel like just smiling is an offense, or just like being able to have happy moments is like offensive almost. It's like, you know, how can you be happy when your dad is no longer here? How can you be happy when these things are happening? And it feels like odd and weird to me. I think that if you're struggling with grief, whether it's because you just got out of a long-term relationship or a long-term friendship or someone that you loved passed away, I think one of the things that I really want you to know is that it's not linear. It's not like a situation where, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel and you just have to move through the tunnel in order to get there. And then you're over it and it doesn't matter anymore. It's up and down. There are days where I feel like it doesn't affect me at all. And then there are days where I feel like it's the only thing affecting me. And it can take a really long time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you'll never be happy again. But I kind of always look at this process as a testament to how much I care about my father, how much I cared about a person that I'm broken up with. And I think that that in itself is something that is special. You know, not everybody gets to have a relationship that was so amazing that you have to grieve in the way that I'm doing now. And there's like a sense of gratitude in that. Like, you know, not everybody gets to have a relationship with their dad the way that I had a relationship with my dad. And he was an amazing person. Someone who was like, I don't know, just like everyone's friend and had an amazing personality. So during these last few months, like since May, I've taken a lot of time to deal with my own emotions and to deal with myself. Part of the way that I've been dealing with my grief is by giving myself a lot of time to deal with my grief, you know, not working as much, which not everybody is in the position to do. Honestly, I'm not really in the position to do it, but it was something that I felt like I needed to do. It's something I felt like I needed to make happen for myself, because otherwise I didn't think I was going to be a happy person later on down the line. So I've given myself a ton of space to be able to handle this loss, which sometimes looks like crying. Sometimes it just looks like looking over pictures and memories. And other times it just looks like numbness. Sometimes I'm just kind of sitting here, not doing much of anything and like processing. So if you are going through grief and you are going through a significant loss, I want you to know that it's not a linear process. There are going to be times where you're okay, and there's going to be times where you're simply not. The numbness process, the part where you kind of just don't feel anything at all, is normal. And it's something that is kind of a part of the process. There are times where you just don't feel much at all. And it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. It just means that there's not much going on right now. And that's okay. I also want to stress that, you know, it does not mean that you're not going to be happy ever again. And also, especially specifically, if you are grieving because you lost someone via death or something like that, it certainly doesn't mean that you, like, that person probably is not going to want you to be mourning them for the rest of your life. And there's also ways to mourn people that don't require you to be miserable, because that's something that I've kind of learned. Like, what are the ways that I can honor my dad that also don't require me to sit in a corner and cry for hours at a time? I actually recently got a tattoo that was kind of like an inside thing between me and him, that now that I look down on, every time I look at it, it's on my arm. It kind of makes me smile a little bit. And that was a little testament to our relationship, a little secret that I can have. Again, 12th house placements. I like my secrets. I like my privacy. So I really kind of just wanted to come over here to tell you my process, you know, why it seems like I haven't been as engaged as I usually am, you know, during this really long and intense situation. And if you are grieving as well because you lost someone, I want you to know that you're certainly not alone. And it's okay for that process not to look linear. It's okay for that, for there to be ups and downs, and you take as long as you need to, because honestly, you know, in our society, we kind of look at things in this very linear way. Well, you're only going to need 2 weeks off of work, and then you should be able to like be back on your feet and doing what you're supposed to do. And ultimately, that's not the case with most things. Ultimately, you know, we are emotional creatures, and we are, you know, social creatures. And when people pass away, or you have breakups, to be frank, I personally think that breakups should be treated like bereavement, because from a scientific perspective, it is like experiencing a death. And so, and we know that, but, you know, companies may not necessarily recognize that, but I'm telling you, and science will tell you, that that's what it is. It is like losing someone. That's why it's so difficult. That's why you go through these, like, if you've been broken up with, or you've broken up with someone, you know, you almost go through these stages of grief almost. You go through the denial stage of like, you know, this isn't happening, or even trying to seek that person again. You go through the anger phase, you go through the entire stages of grief. And you go through the acceptance phase after a while, like, I accept that this happened, and now it's time for me to move on. But even when you're accepting things, it certainly doesn't mean that you're not going to have any emotions about it, or that if someone reminds you of that person, that things are not going to well up in you. And I think one of the weirdest parts about going through this grieving process was just how weird other people are about grieving. You know, it's like, they don't really know what to say. They don't really know what to do. It's awkward almost. And it's like, I think sometimes people might even expect you to be over things, even when that doesn't exactly make a ton of sense, you know, because they're not experiencing it. And that's perfectly okay. Ultimately, whatever you're experiencing, whatever kind of grief that you might be going through, the biggest thing that I can tell you is that you need to just let yourself process that for how much time you need. And trust me, you will probably feel guilty. You'll feel like, oh, you know, I'm not doing this fast enough. I'm not being productive. I'm not doing these types of things. But ultimately, productivity is something that will come back naturally when you've started to process the situation. I went through a really long phase with this grieving process where I felt like I'm never going to be able, or I'm never going to have the desire to want to do anything again. It was a very deep kind of depression of like, this is it. This is just the rest of my life. And your brain will definitely trick you into feeling that way. But over time, I recognized that that was a part of the grieving process. That was my brain's way of protecting me and allowing me the space to process this really traumatic event. And if you're going through something similar, then it will probably be the same for you. Just know that that does go away. And it doesn't mean that you never are going to care about this person again, but it will change. It'll turn into something where you'll remember the happier times rather than always thinking of being sad about what is now. So I know that that was very disjointed. I've been wanting to do this podcast episode for a while just to kind of get it out there, but that is kind of my take on grief. That's what I've been going through over the last few months. So if you've been going through grief, please DM me on Instagram and like we can talk about it, because I know how hard it is. And with that, remember to be kind to yourself and to be kind to others. And I will see you again soon.